In the world of written communication, there's nothing worse than when your reader has to guess at what you're trying to say. That's why tense shifts are worth paying attention to. Consider this sentence. When the hummingbird hovers nearby, Emily became very excited. This is a classic example of a bad tense shift. This sentence prepares us to hear about two things that were happening at the same time. But somehow the writer stumbled and ended up putting the second event in a different time frame. It's jarring. The reader senses that the writer made a mistake, but often can't tell what the writer meant to say. Did he mean when the hummingbird hovers nearby, Emily becomes very excited? Or did he mean when the hummingbird hovered nearby, Emily became very excited? We don't know, because the writer made a bad tense shift. There are two ways that we change the forms of verbs to indicate when actions take place. One is called tense, which refers to the way a verb changes form to show whether the action is past, present, or future. Within these categories, there are some more specific terms for tenses. For example, there's the simple past tense, the hummingbird flew, the present perfect tense, the hummingbird has flown, and the past perfect tense, the hummingbird had flown. But knowing the terminology isn't necessary for avoiding bad tense shifts. You just need to be tuned in to the logic of each. In the hummingbird flew, it's clear we're talking about something that happened at any unspecified point in the past. But in the hummingbird had flown, it's clear that we're relating this action to something else. Like, the hummingbird had flown to the bird feeder before it took a drink. Verb forms alone tell us these time relationships. The other way verbs can indicate time is called aspect. And we use the term mostly to single out the progressive aspect, which uses ing forms of verbs to show how actions extend over time. The hummingbird was flying is different from the hummingbird flew because it emphasizes that it was ongoing during some time period being discussed. Just like tense, you don't need these labels or even careful analysis to understand aspect. It's already clear. Together, tense and aspect help us understand time differences between things like the hummingbird flies, the hummingbird is flying, the hummingbird flew, the hummingbird was flying, and so on. The dynamics of tense and aspect both factor into what are commonly called tense shifts. And a tense shift, it should be noted, is not necessarily a bad thing. We shift tenses all the time to indicate when one thing happened relative to another. When Aaron went to bed, his parents had already fallen asleep. Here we shift from the simple past tense, went, to the perfect past tense, had fallen. No doubt that's exactly what this sentence aimed to say. One thing happened after another had already happened. Not a problem. Bad tense shifts are the ones that fail to pull this off. When Aaron went to bed, his parents are already asleep. That's a bad tense shift. Words like when, as well as, before, after, until, upon, and during, can be a big part of the equation because they contain clues about times when things happen. But bad tense shifts can happen without any of these verbal cues. She is dancing, plays music, and sang. Some tense shifts could be good or bad in different circumstances. Dylan ate too much cake, so he is ill and will go to bed. This could be just fine if the eating was in the past, the being ill is in the present, and the going to bed is in the future. But if you meant that Dylan ate too much cake, got ill, and went to bed, then the tense shifts in the first sentence fail to say this. In general, the way to avoid bad tense shifts is to just keep track of which events happened when, in relation to each other, and then make sure that the verbs get those time relationships across clearly and logically.